Hey guys, this is Afi Pittman, aka author of Faith, and welcome to my 90 Days of Confessions to Change Your Life audiovisual series. Today's confession is I make a difference in my workplace. The scripture that I feel supports this is Hebrews 13 and 16. And it says, and don't forget to do good and to share with those in need. These are the sacrifices that please God. So I chose this scripture because I was telling someone that I wanted to make a difference through my work. And so it got me to thinking, what does it mean to make a difference, like in your workplace, in, you know, where you worship, out in the community? So I believe that it's that. I believe that it is, I believe as believers, the way that we make a difference is to take care of those that we know as best as we can. You know, I mean, we don't have the financial resources to take care of every family member that's fallen on hard times. We can do what we can, right? Maybe we can give them a lift to church or give them a lift to the grocery store or, you know, whatever. Same thing with friends. But when it comes to work, I mean, and even in your church, I believe that making a difference means getting involved in the ministries because they need, you know, your hands, they need your talent, they need your service in order to run those ministries. I believe that that's making a difference in your church community. But when it comes to your local community and your workplaces where you are oftentimes dealing with people who, number one, are not believers, or two, they are believers, but they've adapted to the way of being by the possibly the majority, which is other believers who have, fallen away from the faith, but non-believers, I believe that making a difference is being open to the possibilities of, you know, who the Lord brings you to minister to. Now it's going to, I believe it's going to look different in the workplace. You can't just come right out and be like, yeah, you know, if you don't accept Jesus Christ, you know, when everything that happens in Revelations come, you're going to hell. You can't say that to people at work, right? And still keep your job. I don't think, I wouldn't do it. I don't think it's wise. But when the opportunity presents itself out in the community or in your workplace, if you meet someone and they happen to ask you something like, well, you always stay calm when so-and-so is going off. You always, you know, provide excellent product and the rest of us are struggling. Or you always do X, Y, and Z. How do you do that? That opens the door for you to share how your faith has changed your life. And in doing so, that person may then start to maybe ask more questions. They may start to use your life as an example of how they want to live theirs. And then you have shared the gospel. What they do with it at that point is there. It, you know, that's on them. You may not ever hear about how it changed them, but it's on them to accept that. That is making a difference according to the scripture, right? So if you are wondering how you can make a difference in your workplace, start with the scripture and think about the people that you come into contact and be mindful of opportunities that you may have to share the gospel. All right. So again, today's confession is I make a difference in my workplace. Don't forget to confess your way to success, and I'll see you for tomorrow's confession.